Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing, will my ex miss me in lockdown? So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing, will my ex miss me in lockdown? So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you're always going to be wondering how different things around your situation are going to affect everything. Okay, so if you've been dumped, you're feeling very vulnerable, you're feeling like you've been rejected, and you're trying to figure out, how on earth can I try and get my ex back from this position? Well, we now find ourselves in very uncertain times, and the vast majority, if you're not already in lockdown, you probably will be in lockdown soon. And in my comments, I've received various variations of the question of, will my ex miss me in lockdown? So I thought I would do a podcast on that subject today, just trying to get across my views on the subject and how I see it. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you need to consider the fact that your ex isn't going to forget you, okay? There's always that worry that you've been rejected, you've been dumped, and your ex will now completely forget you and move on with their life. Well, the truth and the reality of the situation is that your ex is never going to forget you, okay? You was in a relationship with them, you was part of their past, and you're hoping you're going to be part of their future. So you need to realise that you are part of them, you're part of their past, okay? You're part of their recent past, and they're not going to just be able to eliminate all of that from their memory bank. You are always going to be there. And when we're thinking about lockdown and what that actually does to a person, it means it restricts our opportunities to do other things. Okay, it restricts our possibility of going out and experiencing all of the various things we could be doing to kind of spend our time. Instead, we are locked down in our own house with nothing to do than the things we have within our house. And what you will find is that you will all of a sudden have a lot more time to think. Okay, we live such busy lives, our lives go 100 miles an hour, and even the people among us who say, you know, I practice mindfulness and such, I don't think any of us really appreciate how fast our lives are. Okay, when people are saying they practice mindfulness, often these people might be doing it for 10, 15 minutes a day. Okay, well, once we're in lockdown, and the likelihood is it could be for many months for the majority of us, you're going to find you have a lot more mindfulness. You know, you're going to find that you will run out of things to do in your house and in your property, and that will cause you to think. Now, we need to try to make the best of a bad situation. And I have done a podcast already about being in lockdown and how you want to be spending your time. And I'm going to probably do other ones in the future. But when we're talking about this particular subject of, will my ex miss me in lockdown? You need to consider that because we have all of this extra time to think, they are going to have more time to consider their past, in particular their recent past. And it's a natural thing, but it's just going to be going through their mind. And once this starts to take place, they are going to be thinking about you more and more, because something else that we will be experiencing when we are in lockdown is we will be wondering about our loved ones, and we will be wondering about the people we used to spend time with, and possibly for one reason or another, maybe we don't anymore, maybe there was a fallout, Maybe there wasn't. Maybe you just drifted away. And we will start to think about those people. You know, you might start thinking about people you knew at school who you haven't seen for years. You're just thinking, oh, I wonder whatever happened to them. I wonder how they're coping right now. So when we're talking about an ex, when we're talking about somebody that we was in a relationship with, that is going to be a real powerful pull on your ex's thought patterns because, okay, they've ended the relationship, things weren't going right, but once upon a time they were. Once upon a time they were in love with you. And all of a sudden you are going to become a very important thought in their mind. They're going to be wondering what you're doing. They're going to be wondering how you're coping. And all of this is going to be magnified because we are in lockdown and there is very little else to do. So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak, and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, please click the link in the description. So when we're trying to ask the question, will my ex think of me in lockdown? Will they miss me in lockdown? Will they want to reach out to me more because they're in lockdown? I would say the answer is yes. I would say that it is going to magnify all of those feelings, all of those thoughts, because when we have less to do and when we have to focus our mind on just thinking about our past and thinking about how we're going to be kind of getting through each day, we're naturally going to be wondering about the people we know, the people we used to spend time with, the people we spent time with up until recently. It doesn't matter whether you was dumped, whether you was an old school friend, whether you're a distant relative. You know, we're going to be thinking about all of these people, and hence you will go into your ex's mind more than if they wasn't in lockdown. So when we're trying to think of positives from this horrendous situation, this can be one of them for a dumpee. If you're a dumpee and you want to try to get your ex back, then one of the slight positives we can take from this horrendous situation is that your ex will be thinking about you more in lockdown than if there isn't a lockdown. It's just natural thought patterns, okay? That's just how things are. So although everything seems really gloomy right now and everything seems like there's no way past this point with the terrible virus which is going around the world, we will one day get through this and we will one day get back to our normal lives. So with that in mind, you need to be considering how you need to be behaving if you hear from your ex, because if, as I've predicted, your ex will be thinking about you more during this period, you stand a great possibility of at some point hearing from your ex. And if you do, you need to know how to respond, because if you do everything right, you can start to rebuild your connection through lockdown, okay? Through messages, phone calls, video calls, you can be rebuilding this connection. And then when we come out the other side, you would be in a position to meet up and date your ex once again. What you don't want to do is make mistakes. You don't want to contact your ex first if they have dumped you. You need to make sure you wait for them to contact you. It's very important you keep your value in their mind as high as possible, and you really want to be building that intrigue. If you contact them first, then you are going to be destroying all of that. So although you've probably got thoughts and feelings about reaching out to your ex and wanting to ask if they're okay, in my opinion, if they have dumped you and ended the relationship, you should never contact your ex unless they contact you first, unless there is a true emergency in which you need to contact them to give them some type of warning or some type of news, but not to just ask them how are you? How are you doing? Okay, because ultimately, they ended the relationship and they made the decision that they wanted to stop contact. So it has to be their decision to start to get back in contact and to regrow this connection. But if they do, if they get in touch, you need to make sure you do everything right, because there would be nothing worse than if you hear from your ex and you do the wrong things, you take the wrong action, and you actually destroy the connection which we're starting to rebuild. If you need help with this, then I provide email coaching and I can help you through any of the aspects that you might be going through during this terrible time. You're obviously going through a breakup if you're listening to this podcast. And on top of that, we're going through lockdown, which is something else which is really challenging for us to go through with any kind of positivity, okay? I can help you with that positivity. I can give you the boost that you need to realize that we will get through this. We will be stronger for it because we will know that we can cope with the most difficult, challenging circumstances that life can throw at us. Okay, so if you would like email coaching, if you would like my support, if you would like my weekly wingman service, where we have an audio call first, and then we move on to messages, emails afterwards, then please get in contact. Check my website, dateme.tips. All of the information is there of how to contact me, my email address, and what you need to do. And we can take it from there. I can help you through your difficult times. You just need to get in touch and start the ball rolling.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. Dateme.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, Dateme.tips, check it out now.